Let us go then to Bethlehem. The shepherds had a reason to go, to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. Let us go then to Bethlehem. And perhaps you needed a reason to go to Bethlehem. Considered a somewhat insignificant town, even though it was the birthplace of King David. And as if that weren't unsuspecting enough, they found the infant lying in a manger, an unassuming bed in an out-of-the-way city. The most unlikely setting for the arrival of the Savior of the world. Unless God was trying to tell us something about another unlikely place where Christ would appear this morning. And I don't mean there. I remember our little kids in the school once retelling the Christmas story. And one of them wrote that Jesus was born in buffalo ham. So if that makes you a little hungry, I guess he was on the right track. Because the Hebrew name Bethlehem literally means house of bread. Isn't this the same Jesus who would one day call himself the bread of life? The connection was not lost on St. Jerome, who is responsible for much of the translation of the Bible as we know it today, and who lived and died in Bethlehem. In one of his homilies in the late 300s or the early 400s, he said, "Bethlehem, in fact, means house of bread. And this is the bread that came forth in Bethlehem, that coming down from heaven was made for us, the bread into whose mystery angels desire to look." But the shepherds didn't just find Jesus in Bethlehem in a bassinet or a bed or a crib with a baby monitor. Rather, they found Jesus just as the angel had promised, lying in a manger. Ironically, today, the only thing that we associate with a manger is that Jesus was in one. But a manger had a purpose long before that. The word manger most likely referred to something like a feeding box or a trough for animals to eat out of. And it's not unusual that it would have been inside the house, because animals were often brought inside at night to provide heat and to protect them from theft. Mary and Joseph may have picked the manger because it was the only option. But God picked the manger to reveal something much more profound. There is bread here this morning. You know, right now, it's just still normal bread made from wheat, a staple of southwest Kansas, made into flour and mixed with water. But pretty soon, that bread will be placed on the altar. So what if this morning you were to think of that altar as a manger? Perhaps this is the unassuming place to find our Savior. St. Cyril of Alexandria in the late 300s said that when we come to his table, the manger, we no longer find animal feed, but the bread from heaven. Christmas can bring people here in unusual circumstances. It could be that Dodge City or the cathedral or even the Catholic Church is not your home. And this moment you might not receive communion because you don't believe it's Jesus, or because you're not Catholic, or because there's something in your life that needs to be resolved first. And yet there is a beauty in that we are here this morning. It's not Bethlehem or Buffalo Ham or a manger this morning, but it is still a birth, so to speak, of Jesus, who chose and who chooses to be in our midst, the bread of life.